Can we please move 1126 to the next item, please?
Mm-hmm. Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Portland Community College and a grant agreement with the Portland Community College Foundation to provide $559,849 to the Future Connect Scholarship Program.
Colleagues, this morning we have the opportunity to hear from and support Portland Community College's Future Connect program. Future Connect is a scholarship and support program for students who identify as first generation or low income. The program focuses on eliminating barriers to college and providing students with ongoing support through their time at PCC. Through scholarship money, career guidance, and personalized advising, Future Connect helps students build pathways to their futures, and we're seeing very positive outcomes. Today we have with us an esteemed panel to share more about Future Connect and the program's positive outcomes. We have Mark Mitsui, who's the PCC president. We're very honored to have you here today, sir. Susie, I always get your name like, is Lahasni?
Lahasni.
I wasn't even close. So you can butcher my name
okay.
five times
Terrible.
In a row. PCC College Foundation Board President, Josh Laurie, who's the Future Connect Program Manager, and Jessica Gonzalez, who's a Future Connect graduate. Awesome. And a 2014 Future Connect cohort. So I will turn this over to President Mitsui. I assume you're kicking it off today.
I am.
Thank you,
sir. Mayor Wheeler. And thank you, Commissioners Fritz, Saltzman, and Fish, for the opportunity to be here today. Really appreciate it. I'm going to apologize ahead of time. I may have to slip out for another event, but appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule today. So Mayor Wheeler gave my introduction.
So
I appreciate that. It actually saves time. I wanted to talk, though, a little bit about why Future Connect is important to Portland. And if we take a look at the heat map slide, we can see what's happening in the city of Portland and in our region and our service area in terms of rising income. I mean, the economic recovery has been robust. As a result, we have seen an increase in employment, which is great. However, we're seeing also a greater income inequality. And we are also seeing rising housing prices, which creates some displacement, particularly among first-generation families for whom college is a new experience, low-income communities, and communities of color. And so one of the, I think, valuable side effects and intentions of Future Connect is that through education and training, we are growing our own talent. And we are helping that talent access the middle class through Portland Community College. And so I think that helps set sort of a context for the program. And we're working to help more families that are at risk of displacement be able to stay here through their education and training at Portland Community College. So Future Connect is an important tool. As you will hear, it's not just the scholarships, but also the success coaching that is key to the success of the program. But it's really, I think, most helpful to hear from the experts. So what I would like to do next is to introduce Susie Lassen, who is the president of the Portland Community College Foundation Board.
Thank you.
Morning.
Mayor Wheeler, commissioners. We really appreciate you having us here today, and we'd like to update you on the PCC Foundation's efforts to leverage your investment and grow Future Connect. I believe our partnership is a unique one. With students as our focus, we have been able to identify mutual goals and come together with a solution. And Future Connect is the result of thinking outside the box and creating great impact with limited resources. The leverage of both public and private funding has made it clear that we're stronger together. And through our engagement, we are an example to others in our region, state, and even nationally. The financial partnership really lends, your financial partnership lends credibility. Your participation and stamp of approval of this program helps us to raise money to leverage for your investment. So the PCC Foundation has worked over the past 6 years to tell the story of Future Connect and engage with individuals, corporate, and philanthropic donors. To date, we have raised more than $2.9 million to match the contributions from the City of Portland. And as you will hear from the data, that investment is really paying off. I'm honored to be the PCC Foundation president. The foundation supports student access to education and training through scholarships and programs. But for me personally, PCC has given a lot to our family. Our sons now have a solid direction with employment in family wage jobs. And frankly, my husband has excellent employees, some of which have gone through the Future Connect program. I contribute to the foundation because I believe it's the best way to directly contribute to the successful outcomes in our community. Both education and training linked to employment opportunities frankly transforms lives. Mayor Wheeler, we really appreciated your participation in the gala this past year, helping us with your climbing gear, climb to new heights. And we hope to see you all there next year on May 19th at the Hilton. Thank you. At this point, I would like to turn it over and introduce Future Connect manager Josh Laurie, who will tell you both about how and why your investment in Future Connect is working.
Thank you. Mayor Wheeler, City Commissioners, my name is Joshua Laurie. I'm the program manager of Future Connect, and I want to thank you for your investment in the students of Portland. In 2011, when we started this program, we had a very simple idea, which was scholarship and support. And 6 years later, we've gone on to do much more than that. As you can see, these are just some of the numbers of students that we've served in the last year. And so we actually are conducting outreach visits now to CBOs and K-12 partners each and every day. 270 visits in just 1 year last year. We presented to over 3,400 students. And our intent in presenting to those students is not just to talk to them about Future Connect, but talk to them about college and how the opportunities of college can exist for them. I want to be clear, this is not a high-achieving, merit-based scholarship. We're focused on students who have access to TANF, free and reduced lunch, the homeless youth continuum here in Portland, and former foster care alumni. So a lot of the reasons that students may be moved down on other scholarships are the reasons why they would be moved up in ours. And so the idea is that we're working to identify those students who are probably pre-contemplative in their senior year in high school to get them to contemplative and action stages by the time they exit their senior year. And so they're ready. And this year we had over, 879 applicants. It's right there. And unfortunately, we're able to serve about 340 of them. What we did this year, though, to serve those other students who we identified as waitlisters, we conducted what we call the Summer Connect. We didn't necessarily steal that from WSI, but what we did is we said, if you applied to Future Connect, we want you to come out anyway to the campus and meet with our coaches. You might not get the full scholarship, the full bevy of services, if you will, but you will still get someone who you can connect to a large institution before you exit your high school. So we're trying to do more than just provide scholarships for our now 340 students. I want to also point to something that we did this last year, which is pretty inventive, and we had a third-party evaluation from Education Northwest. And some of the salient points that came out of that third-party evaluation are here on this slide. And this is something we're quite proud of. What we notice in students that we serve is that the students, and actually I should actually start with this a little bit. If you look at this first insert, this shows you the student and the demographics of the individuals we serve. So 72% of our students are students of color, and we're really working to remove the achievement gap. And so the idea is that what we found from this Education Northwest eval was that students of color who were in Future Connect were actually surpassing students of color and non-white students who were not in Future Connect. And one of the pieces from this chart that really stands out to me is specifically the number of credits that they're receiving in their first year.
That's astonishing.
So 9 credits might not seem like a lot, but if you transpire that over three years, that could mean the difference between graduating from a community college in 2 years or 3 years. And so we're really trying to speed up and accelerate the opportunity of college. And Well, all these numbers, and I can yammer on forever about numbers and what Future Connect does for our cohort of students. There's no one who really speaks better about the program than our students themselves. And I've been lucky enough to work alongside Jessica Gonzalez, Madison graduate in 2014, who came to us and did our work at Future Connect at the Cascade campus. So I'd like to introduce Jessica, and she'll tell you a little bit about her experience in the program itself. Thank you.
Great. Thanks.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Jessica Gonzalez. I'm a recent 2017 PCC grad. I graduated from the dental assisting program, and I started back with PCC in 2014, right after I graduated from Madison. And then shortly, like a week in, I dropped out. And it was due to stuff that were going on at home and then also a lack of thinking that I could actually really do this. And my coach was Kelly, who was at the Cascade campus along with Becca. So I always felt like I knew Kelly was my coach, but I had Becca alongside with her. And when I dropped, I didn't mention it to anybody. I just went along and dropped out and thought, well, soon fully my scholarship will be taken away too when they notice that my classes are gone. And Kelly, he had emailed me like a day or so after and was like, hey, I just want to know what's going on. And then another email, and I just didn't respond because I didn't really know what to say to her. And then I finally got a text message and was just like, hey, you need to talk to me. What's going on? And I guess that was enough to get me to reply back. And I came in and I kind of explained to her what was going on. And I told her it wasn't a good fit and I don't think I'm going to go to college anymore and I wasn't going to be able to do it. And she said enough to me to get some hope in knowing that let's just try this one term, one class, and then go from there. Like, and I'll support you along the way. And that was enough for me to go back for one class, one term. And from there, little by little, I knew it was a struggle, but there was just so much hope in with Kelly and Becca and believing in me. And I didn't feel like I had many who believed in me, and not even myself. And along the year and a half that I went to PCC, it was constantly checking in with them, and they'd send me messages or emails and like, how's it going? And we have an office there that's right next to their office where it's like quiet time for us to go and do homework and whatnot. And I was constantly in there, and every time I'd be in there, there was always a poke through the window and saying, hey, come talk to us. How's it going? And when I was my second term at PCC, I didn't really know what I wanted to do, and Kelly took the time for like a good chunk, like an hour, to sit with me and ask me, like, what is it that you want to do? And I remember telling her, I don't know, just maybe get my associates and go from there. And she's like, well, there has to be something deeper than that. And we went down the whole list, and I was in a medical program at Madison for 4 years, and I thought I wanted to be a nurse, and then I was like, oh, I didn't want to do that anymore. And then she had brought it to my attention, like, would you still want to be in the medical field? And I said, yeah, but I have no idea anymore. And she was like, well, what about, like, so she went down, like, well, nursing's out, and how about, like, being a doctor or pediatric and whatnot? And then she was like, well, what about dentistry? And I was kind of like, oh, that's a good idea. And she was like, well, you have a beautiful smile, and you seem to care about your oral hygiene, so why not? And I was just like, oh, okay. So she showed me that there was an assisting program and hygiene program at the school, and she was like, how about we start small and we finish what we need as our prereqs, and then we go from there. And I was like, okay, we'll try to do that. And I did that, and then she was like, do you want to try going and try into the hygiene program or assisting? And from there, I was like, well, let's start with assisting, so if I don't like it, I don't have to do it. And this is me still doubting myself, and she was like, well, I think you could still do it either way. And I was like, well, we'll start with assisting. And sure enough, I applied, and I got in, and the first term was really hard. I was taking 21 credits, and I was new to the whole program and knew nothing about dentistry, so multiple times I reached out and told her that I didn't think I could do it, and she constantly told me that, yes, you can, like, you've made it this far, don't give up, and we are here to support you. And sure enough, second term came around of the program, and it got easier in the sense that I knew more, and I felt more confident with what I was doing, and not only that, but I had the support, like, always right behind me. And then graduation came, and I couldn't believe it. And I remember I hadn't seen them the second or winter and fall, spring term as much. And I had stopped in and around spring term, and I sat down with them, and they were like, oh, we miss you. We haven't seen you in so long, because now I was going to Sylvania campus. And it got me really emotional because she was like, do you remember back in 2014 when you came to me crying and telling me that you couldn't do this and I told you you could and now look at yourself? And I was just like, yeah, you're right. Like, I had so much doubt in myself, and just their hope that they could see in me and I couldn't see at the time meant everything to me. And I know that without Kelly and Becca and all of the Future Connect coaches, that there's no way I could have done it without them. So, yeah.
Very good. Good. Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, can we suspend the rules?
Thank you.
I'm still trying to get my kids to floss, so I may need a consultation.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Is there any public testimony on this item?
Yes, we have two people signed up to testify.
Very good. And Mr. President, if you need to leave, we certainly understand. Otherwise, if you'd like to just cool your heels, we'll hear some public testimony.
Thank you. And I want to thank you for being here, being part of this program. It's wonderful.
Absolutely. Thank you
Great
for your
results.
Time.
Excellent
and
results.
And your support.
Thank you.
We have Star Stauffer and Joe Walsh.
All right. Thank you, Star. Mr. Walsh, there you go.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
For the record, my name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. Star had to go to work. That happens with people that work. Doesn't happen to me anymore, but happens to Star. So yeah, she regrets. I think her testimony would have been very positive. And also, our testimony is positive, except we have a question about the administrative course when we heard the word mentoring or taking people under their wings. How does that work? We would like to know if the money that you're supplying, what percentage goes to the scholarships and what percentage goes to the administration of whatever the college is offering as far as mentoring the students. We're very excited about this because I went to City College in San Diego for 2 years when it was free. And we had to buy our books, and we could buy used books. So it was very inexpensive for us to go. That's not true today. I know the city colleges are really working hard to go back to that, because it's very important that we educate as many people as we can, because we benefit from it. We do. So that's the only reservation that we had. We were wondering, like a nonprofit says, our administrative cost is 13%, and everything else goes to the clients. We would like to know about the scholarships, how much goes to the scholarships, and how much goes to the administration part. And if the college is kicking in any money for the administration part, because we always have a tendency, like we did with TriMet, to criticize the receiver. What are you doing? We want them to do something. We want them to have some skin in game. So that's our concern. So thank you very much for your patience. And again, I'm sorry that Star could not testify, but work is work.
All right. Thank you, sir. Colleagues, any further discussion? Any further questions? Please call the roll.
Fritz.
Well, right after the Enterprise Zones, now we have Future Connect, another of my favoritest programs ever. And I always reflect back to when Commissioner Fish and Commissioner Saltzman and I joined Mayor Adams in 2010-11. It was really risky at that time. We were still recovering from the recession, and to have the mayor come and say that, you know, we're going to put a few hundred thousand dollars into this seemed like a really steep price tag. And then when you look at the outcomes that we've made together, with the number of students who've graduated, who have lives back, like Jessica was telling us, it's phenomenal. And Kelly Thorne Ladd, who was part of the brains behind the idea, now working with Kairos, and it'll be great when her Kairos students are old enough to go to PCC, which has become really a educational bastion in our community. More and more high school students take their prerequisites at PCC before either going to Portland State or to other colleges and get that same kind of support, but not the wraparound support. And that, I don't know the specific answer to your question, Mr. Walsh. I think that the price of the scholarship is not nearly what we actually give, because it's about that wraparound support. It's not administration. It's providing the mentors, providing the people who are going to make those calls, take that text, make somebody come in and say, well, I'm dropping out, and then have that support afterwards. I appreciate our partnership with Portland Parks and Recreation, with our some of our student programs there that are then funneled into Portland to scholarships. And it's brilliant. And what's even better is the way that the business community has embraced it, that it's not just Portland City money right now. It's a lot of private investors. And the foundation, thank you, Susie Lassand, many times over is now donated because of all the students who've gone through and who come and tell us, either at the fundraisers or in City Council, during the budget, whenever, this has made a huge difference in my life, and I'm doing something that nobody else in my family has done before. And it really is, it's priceless. So thank you very much for all you do. Aye.
Fish?
Everything Commissioner Fritz said, I want to just compliment President Mitsui, who, of course, is not here to hear it, for his early outreach to the City Council. I appreciated early in his administration, he came and did the circuit and shared with each of us sort of his vision for his leadership. We're very lucky to have someone of his caliber at the helm of PCC. And I think the mission of the community colleges has never been more important, particularly because we're seeing these incredible transformations in the economy brought about by technology. And what that's going to mean is people in there who are the first to go to college in their family or from blue-collar families or live in East Portland are going to see their livelihood put under a lot of stress. We're seeing it in the long-haul trucking industry. 1.6 million people are going to be, they say, potentially displaced in the next 10 years because of autonomous vehicles. Well, who's thinking out long-term about how to capture that value and how to make sure that people get the training they need for high-wage jobs? All the jobs we're trying to protect along the working waterfront with Superfund, if it ever happens. Mayor and I are a little concerned about some of the most recent noise out of Washington. But there is this huge opportunity to address the changes in our economy by giving people the skills to pursue these new jobs. And the community colleges are at the heart of that. So I appreciate all the work you've done. Appreciate President Mitsui. My only grievance today is that I never liked the word cohort. I wish we could find another word, and I actually don't know anyone who knows what it means. And so I wish we had a more human word for, like, class of, or we know they become alums of, but maybe we can, between now and next year, come up with a better word than cohort. Thank you for your good work. We're proud to partner with you. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, the one thing I can say about words like cohort, they tend to work themselves out of the dialect after a while. You know, words come and go, and maybe cohort's on its way out.
There you go.
But I appreciate, I'm glad, as Commissioner Fritz said, that the council did step up in 2011, 2010, and make this investment in Future Connect. There certainly was a lot of enthusiasm from PCC at the time, and I remember the chambers being filled with students of PCC, and you've really proven yourselves in those intervening years, and I really appreciate this presentation, and it makes me proud of PCC, and it makes me really want to go out and support that bond measure on the ballot in November for public safety improvements, or for enhancing PCC's public safety capabilities. So thank you. Aye.
Wheeler?
Well, I'm very happy to have the opportunity to vote on this. It's a great program, and I've watched it from a distance, and I'm very supportive. I do want to answer Mr. Walsh's question, because I think it's a good one, and it's an important one. For the purposes of this agreement, administrative costs refers to reasonable charges to the program to cover the costs of facilities, insurance, and other indirect administrative costs as outlined in Attachment B, Future Connect Scholarship Program budget. These costs are capped at 6% of total program costs, which I think is eminently reasonable. So good program, good results, good objectives, and fiscally prudent to boot. I vote aye. The ordinance is adopted. Thank you. colleagues.